So, Andy, you're the PI on a major phase three U.S. cooperative trial in FL upfront, ECOG 2408. Can you talk about the design and the questions this study's asking?
So the standard arm is the Rommel BR for six cycles, followed by Gila-like 2 years of rituximab. In other words, every 2 months for 2 years. And the way we strategized is there's an induction component and obviously the maintenance. And we couldn't frankly decide which is more important to tweak and improve, so we tried to do both. And at least at the time, 2008, and maybe it's not different now, at the time, what were the two? We surveyed all the available drugs in follicular lymphoma, and at the time it was really bortezomib and lenalidomide. And there was data, Jonathan has actually presented and published data adding, albeit in a relapse setting, bortezomib to bendamustine rituximab. So we actually used his dosing regimen, adding bortezomib, which started out IV. I should mention that halfway through, about a year ago, we changed it to sub-Q dosing, and definitely have seen marked reduction in neurotoxicity, neuropathy. It's given biweekly, 1.3. We perseverated on that. Do we give weekly, biweekly? So 1.3 days, 1, 4, 8, and 11 for the six cycles. And that primary objective is CR rate. And then the second experimental arm, we intuitively called it continuation, not maintenance, partly because we're using a pretty healthy dose of lenalidomide. So for the first year of the 2 years of rituximab, it's 20 milligrams of lenalidomide for 3 weeks on a 4 week schedule. And so we'll see that primary endpoint, that second primary endpoint is 18-month disease-free survival. So we're obviously excited, somewhat biased about the study, but I think Jonathan alluded to what I'm personally most excited is the correlatives that we've built in. And so we have a large cachet of funded correlatives looking at a whole host of different aspects. We're looking at obviously drug-specific markers, TNF, alpha and proteasome levels for bortezomib, more immune surveillance for lenalidomide. We're looking at MRD, 1418 PCR in the blood and the bone marrow. Also looking at PET. There's kind of a role. We know these are folliculars indolent, but it's 99% are PET avid. And not just basic qualitative PET. We have a nice grant effort funded off this, a UO1 with a radiologist at Stanford looking at metabolic tumor burden, 3D, 4D, heterogeneity. So there's a lot of really interesting correlatives I think are going to be critical, because I frankly would be surprised if there's a, it's only a randomized phase two, if there's a frank winner. But what I'm hopeful is we can find a niche of patients based on some biomarker, whether combination of radiographic, MRD, drug specific, that can really find a nice patient population that benefits from treatment.
Where do things stand in terms of accrual?
It should finish accrual this December.